Ireland's Classic Hits. It is Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. And I'm delighted to have Eileen Murphy, who is the head of census administration, on the line. Tomorrow night is the big night. We've to fill out our census forms, and hopefully at this stage, everyone will have gotten them, won't they, Eileen?
Yes, the enumerators, 5,000 enumerators all around the country, are busy trying to get to the last few households and get them their forms before tomorrow night.
Okay. If you don't have them this morning, they could still come today, could they?
They could, and they may even be out tomorrow morning as well.
Okay, so don't panic, you will get them.
Don't panic. You know, if it is a case of you don't get it, they can deliver it at the collection phase. So if there is a few houses that are missed towards the end, you can always log it with us on our help desk, on our help form on census.ie, or on our helpline 0818 202204. And if we can't get it to you by tonight, we will get it to you in the very early days of next week, and you can fill it in for how it was on the night.
Okay. Just to ask you about that, do the census enumerators have to get you at home to give you the form? They can't stick it in the letterbox?
They can in the end. So we do try to make the personal contact, because it makes it easier to get the collection. Mm. Come back and collect the form if they can get some contact details of when it would be good to get you, etc. But if it's getting close to census night and they've called a number of times and they haven't got you, they will post a pack in through the letterbox, and it will have some instructions and stuff on it as to what you need to do. So don't panic.
Yeah. I say, actually, at the moment, with so many people still working from home, it's probably making their job a little bit easier, because people are available to talk for a second to get the form. Yeah,
they can call sort of any time, 9 till 9, and it's 7 days a week. So typically they would have had to get people at home in the evening, sort of after 6 o'clock, after work, but they're finding a lot more people at home during the day. But obviously with shift work and with essential workers at work, you know, there are still a cohort that can only be gotten sort of in the evenings and at weekends.
You might just talk us through, Eileen, the reason for the census.
So the census provides a picture of the social and living conditions in the country on a particular date and time, Sunday the 3rd of April. And the information is vital for planning our public services, such as where to put hospitals or schools or houses or transport, etc. But it's not just used nationally, like for government. Businesses use it to decide where to locate their businesses, you know, where they have the right customer base for whatever their business is. And for all of us, the great thing about the census is that it's available down to small area level. So we can find out information about our local communities from the census data, and all the publications are free on the Central Statistics Office website. So you can go onto the website and find your local area and find the numbers for your area. So community groups often use census data maybe to petition for, say, playgrounds or sporting facilities. You know, they can say, well, we have X number of children of a certain age and there's no facilities for them, so we want those facilities.
And I guess even when you're thinking the amount of children in an area, like school places, that's so important as well.
Absolutely. The Department of Education would use it for planning as to where they need new schools or additional classrooms, etc.
Okay. It's something that we have to do. It's a legal thing that we have to do.
It is. It is mandatory. So it's a legal requirement that wherever you are in the country on the night of the 3rd of April, you record your information on the census form. So if you're at home, you do it at home. But even if you're away in a relative's or in a hotel, you fill it in the relative's house or the hotel. And then there is a question on the form that asks, is this where you usually live? So if that's not your usual residence, we capture that information and we will publish two counts. So one count will be what we call the de facto count, which is the numbers and where people were on census night. But we also produce a usually resident count, which is where people actually live.
Now, I do have a few questions for you. They may seem very simple, but, you know, they're the things that people will be wondering when they're filling out their form tomorrow night. First of all, things like the colour of your pen, is that important?
Yes, we do ask for a blue or black pen, because we're going to scan all these forms digitally and that's what comes out best in the scanning.
Okay, all right. If you make a mistake, what are you supposed to do then?
So we ask you to put a line through the box that is relevant to you. So if you've done that line through a box that's the wrong box, just colour out, black out the whole square, the whole box, and then put the line through the box that you do want to mark.
Okay, so that'll indicate that that's the correct one. Okay. If you are in a house share situation, what do you do? Because I know there's a section on it, isn't it? You know, for different house. Are you classed as being a different household? Do you need a few forms, or does it all go on the one form?
If you're sharing sort of communal eating and living arrangements, but just your own rooms, then you're still a household. So still just fill in a household form. But if you each have your own separate eating and living areas, then you're all individual houses. So it depends on your particular situation. But the enumerator should have discussed that with you, or will discuss it with you at the door when they're giving you the form to know which form to give you.
Okay, so say, for example, you've got your house and then your mother has the granny flat on the side. She's got her own kitchen, her own living area. She's considered to be a separate household.
Yes.
Okay, all right. There's a question. I'm just looking at my own census form. I have it in my hand here. The question about when your house was built. So before 1919 and it goes all the way up to 2016 or later. If you haven't a clue, what do you tick?
Just put your best estimate of what you think. So if you've bought a house, you probably know. But if you're renting, you may not know. So just your best estimate. And we have the records from previous census, so we will match or we will do checks. So your best estimate will suffice.
Now, you mentioned about if you're away from home on the night. If you're away from home and you're staying in a hotel or something, they'll have the forms, will they?
They will, yes. Okay. So every hotel and guest house and B&B will have been given a supply. They will have what are called individual forms. So the manager will get a listing form where they will list everyone on the register for the night, and then each room will get individual forms for whatever individual people are in the hotel or establishment on that night.
If you're at work, though, say if you're doing shift work, what do you do? Because you're not obviously in a hotel.
No, well, if you're in a shift work, but you come home to your house by the morning of Monday morning, you fill it in as if you were at home. So you're still considered that is your residence, and that is your residence for the night of the 3rd of April.
Okay, I know these sound like very obvious questions, but it's a funny one, isn't it? Because the way we're told we have to fill it in on the Sunday night, you can't do it today, for example. It has to be tomorrow night. What's the reason for that? Just to kind of get a proper kind of look at where everyone is it?
It is, just to count on the night, because often people think they're going to be a particular place, but maybe at the last minute they get a last minute surprise holiday or they have to go, you know, mind a relative or whatever it is, so they may actually spend the night somewhere else.
Yeah.
And one of the interesting places they have to go to do the forms is the ships. Any ships in Irish water are also supposed to fill in a form, so we have great fun trying to get them their forms.
Oh wow, there's a very dedicated enumerator trying to get out to them.
Yeah.
Such a swim to work today. Gas. Okay. There's some good questions as well. There's one that I'm particularly interested in, the one about the childcare. Childcare can be such a big issue, and I think people really struggle to find childcare. So it's very important to fill that in and to make sure that there is enough in your area as well, because going forward, this could make a big difference, couldn't it?
Yes. So there has been no sort of national database or record of childcare in Ireland up till now. So when we did the public consultation after the 2016 census, it was one of the areas where we had a number of submissions looking for questions so that they could get the data to decide what the best policy responses would be to that.
It actually, it looks like quite a big form, but when you actually get into it, you know, unless you've got quite a large household, it shouldn't really take that long to fill out. Do they estimate how long it would take?
We estimate about 10 minutes per person.
Yeah, not bad.
So the form you have is the general household form, and it allows up to 6 people to be recorded on the form. Most households are smaller than that, so it shouldn't take more than 20-30 minutes to do the whole thing if you're a normal sized family.
The big question I guess people will have is, your data going to be safe?
Absolutely. We value privacy, and we're really committed to protecting everyone's information in the Central Statistics Office. It's key to everything we do. So all the information provided is confidential and is only reported as aggregate statistical data. So the data that people provide will never be published in any way that identifies them.
Okay.
The forms are stored securely and processed securely, and no one other than the CSO ever has access to them, and we don't share any information with any other government department or agency.
And just finally, Eileen, do you have to give it back to the enumerator, or can you post it in?
So the enumerator will be calling back to collect it. So they were delivering forms for approximately 4 weeks up to census night, and each enumerator has about 400 households to get back to. So they won't get to everybody in the first few days of next week. So you can allow a few weeks for them to actually get back to you to collect the form. But if you are worried about it being collected, or if for confidentiality reasons you don't want your enumerator to see the form, you can put it in an envelope, and there's an address on the front of the form there, a free post address where you can send it back to our office and source directly.
Okay. So each enumerator is doing approximately 400 houses, aren't they?
Yes.
Wow, this is scaring me. This reminds me of the paper round I had when I was 10. And I had 381 houses to do and I used to dread it. You should have hired
Very
me.
Similar.
I would have been
Very
great.
Similar. You could have done it. Yeah.
I could have done it. Absolutely. I know actually the girl who called to my house was saying to me if I wanted to give my phone number to her in the event that I missed her when she calls back to collect it, that she, you know, could give me a bell or whatever. So that was probably a good idea as well for the poor enumerators who are trying to chase down these people. So they will be collected. It will get done. I think they've been, you see them around the streets all the time. They're working around the clock, really, aren't they, to get this done? So make sure tomorrow night.
They may have left the card into your house as well, either. If they've missed you, they may have left the card with a number to contact them to arrange a time. So we would ask if, because they are having problems getting into maybe some apartment blocks or houses with electronic gates or those new post boxes that you need a key for. Mm. So if you do have a card with a number on it, if you could make contact with the enumerator to arrange a time for them to come. And equally, if the enumerator hasn't been able to get into your house because you are in one of those houses that has restricted access, if you could contact our census.ie help desk or the phone number 0818 2022 04, so that we can get your details and get you the form.
Okay, yeah, you never think about that until you actually go to deliver something, you know, in these gated communities or, apartments that you just can't get into. So fantastic. So tomorrow night, you need to fill out your census and it will be collected very soon. Thanks so much, Eileen. You've got a busy, busy time ahead. Eileen Murphy there, who is the head of census administration. Thanks for your time today.
Brilliant. Thanks, Trina.
Cheers. Bye-bye. It is Something for the Weekend and Ireland's Classic Hits.